Welcome back. Today, I am your host, Nizza Valverde, and unfortunately, Kathy Almendarez could not be here today. In this episode of our podcast, Central Genocide, we are going to be talking about the Yemen civil war that is currently happening. The Yemen war started when there was a political transition from the President Ali Abdullah Saleh to the current President Abdrabbu Mansour Hadi in 2011 to make peace and settle disputes. This has then been turned into the biggest humanitarian catastrophe. A healthy movement that supports Ali Abdullah Saleh was taking advantage of the weakness caused by the transition and took Aden, the second largest city in Yemen. The healthy movement is also in support of the Shia branch of Islam, while Sunni states and the coalition have been supporting Hadi. Them taking over has led to the current president being moved. Despite the bombings and massacres on the civilians, the United States is still hoping by giving weapons, planes, and picking targets. 14 million people in Yemen are at risk of starvation and deadly diseases, which has then been one of the biggest breakouts of cholera. They have closed ports and has raised the prices of fuel, which helps hospitals in vital places. They have also have no medical supplies to send for the people who truly need it. Aid workers have been killed for trying to help and bring families to safer areas and away from the main areas of the war. There have also been many cases of child recruitment and using as young as 11-year-old boys as soldiers. The Houthis have taken hostages, tortured, raped, and killed families who have been trying to leave or help people. Both the coalition and the Houthis have silenced and restricted travel routes of journalists, activists, and lawyers. Although there have been actions of protecting schools, teachers, and students with a safe school declaration, children are still being targeted. For example, on August 12, 2018, a bus was destroyed and it killed a dozen of children after an airstrike. In 2017, the former President Saleh split from the Houthi movement and has then been killed because of it. Since the coalition and other countries like the United States have not been going into detail about the war and their contributions, they have no legal liability, which means they can't be blamed legally for any actions they take. This includes the coalition's attacks and the United States and UK's contribution of weapons and training. In November, the US stated they were going to end in air refueling but keep on selling weapons. 6,872 civilians have been killed from violence and war, and 10,768 have been wounded by November 2018. Women and children have been the majority of the public that has been affected or at risk of being attacked. Please remember this war is still currently happening, and many civilians, mainly children, are still in need of help. Please help and donate anything you can to organizations that are currently helping, like UNICEF USA and Islamic Relief USA. Thank you for listening.